This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hi, Robert Reese here. Welcome to the CEO Show. Each week, we interview the top CEOs in America so you can learn directly about success in business. To hear any one of our 750 past CEO interviews, just go to CEOshow.com.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to the CEO Show. We're here today with Chaydin Dubé. How are you, Chaydin?
Very well, Robert. Thank you for having me out.
And Chaydin is the founder as well as CEO of IPsoft, and this is a company with almost 2,000 employees, is leading the way in AI, but here's what's really interesting. Last year, last time when we interviewed, it was 2014, and you had not come out. You were a super fast-growing, successful company, but you had not come out with one of the most game-changing elements who's right behind us named Amelia. So first, let's talk about what IPsoft is, and then we'll start talking about Amelia.
So IPsoft is an AI company that is providing digital solutions to one in every five Fortune 1000 companies. And that's what we do today. We are in 18 countries. And if you look at some of the largest in banking, finance, insurance, healthcare, retail, they're employing AI solutions, both on the cognitive and autonomic side built by us.
And let's now talk about Amelia. And Amelia is really cool. Amelia was actually the first digital employee in the world. Is that correct?
Yes, that's very true. I think 5 years ago when we came up with Amelia, there weren't the plethora of chatbots that you find in the marketplace today. And it was the culmination of research that started with me reading one of Turing's theses that started by asking the question, I propose for you to consider, can machines think? And what if really thinking machines were possible? What would the world be like? And could man and machine have come together to make a more efficient planet? And the genesis of all of that and the epitomization of all of that is what you find in Amelia.
So what specifically does Amelia do?
She is the most human, and if you would permit a moment of directness, the most human AI. So you would walk out in the street and you cannot... 5 years ago, I'm told by the product CEO of Accenture that we were the first to pioneer the market with a conversationally intelligent platform. However, today, if you cross the street, you're going to hit a chatbot. It's there are tons of chatbots in the industry. So what's real and what's not real? Can these chatbots drive up good net promoter scores? Can they drive up good customer experience? Can they deliver your companies to be growing up on the digital Darwinistic curve that we are living in the middle of? And that's where Amelia is different. What do you need from a conversational intelligence platform to be able to drive up the customer experience? You need almost human capability. So what makes you, Robert, such great customer service agent? Well, first, you really contextually understand me. You're not an IVR or a glorified IVR or IVR 2.0, as the NTT CTO calls all of the other chatbots. He calls it, we are living in the world of IVR 2.0, because it's just the same intelligent voice recognition systems, but now we have a thin veneer of classification. We'll still bucket you and walk you down that same decision tree. And he says happy case scenarios are only 14% in real world. Nobody is coming in and asking, I want auto insurance, or I want to add a member to my policy. People are coming in and asking, I just moved from New York to the state of Ohio. I was with this company there. Could my discount code still apply there? And my wife is joining the same company as well. So can you just coalesce both our policies and give us a better rate?
That's exactly what they're asking.
And you try to now bucket that and solve that with any of the chatbots. So, and you will find there's a problem, because first and foremost, the chatbots must contextually understand you. The chatbot must be able to switch between a thread of execution from one track to another the same flexible way that Robert can. They must have emotional, from 5 years ago when I first met you, you have an emotional connection to the topic. You have an, they must have an emotional connection to the agent, to the user they service. And then chatbots must be able to, most importantly, learn interactively. That's what humans do. If you couldn't solve a problem for me once, and you had turned to your friend, Alistair, to say, help solve the problem, the next time around, I bet, Robert, you'd be able to solve the same problem. And that's what makes you such a versatile.
So they have to become smarter along the way.
That's right.
They have to understand context and have agility. Okay, so what's an example? Let's say...
Amelia's an example.
No, I know Amelia's an example. But what is an example of how Amelia is being used? Let's take a healthcare. In healthcare.
Yeah.
Tell me an example of how Amelia would be used.
Yeah, so... It's a very wide variety of ways in which healthcare itself is being transformed. So you have typical hospital, a large part of the administrative chores in the hospital. Doctors, when they are performing surgeries, only a minority part of their time, a large part of it is just administrative chores that go with it. And that all has been streamlined today for some of the largest groups, including WestMed and others, by Amelia. Then you find Amelia now starting to go in December 10th of last year. So that's one spectrum, the operational administrative aspects of running a hospital and running a patient care center. The second aspect in the middle is like, where you think about, like, do we need to federate healthcare? Do we need to actually...
That's a big question.
Do we need to be able to move healthcare from the centralized locations in the hospitals and move them closer to the consumer, which is the patient?
And actually, there's a huge trend. I'm on hospital boards going towards the home. And
there
that's
you
what
go.
A lot of the older people.
Et voilà. And that's exactly where you find us now today working alongside Carefully and Accenture and others to be able to federate, and Amelia being the person that is federating the healthcare and bringing it closer to the patient in their home itself.
Now, is this going to be on a clinical side? Can Amelia work, or is Amelia going to, you're talking with her, and let's say my 84-year-old mom is going to say, oh, I get me a car to drive me, an autonomous car, to McDonald's.
And that's
what Amelia will do.
That's exactly on
but
both
then,
sides.
Then here's the question.
Yeah.
Will Amelia speak and communicate with a car, and all of a sudden my mom sees they're passing the McDonald's because they have made a joint decision that it's not healthy for her? Will that be happening?
Well, you're giving me ideas of what to do, but I don't think today Amelia will try and make decisions on your behalf. She will follow what you have asked her to do. But I can tell you the spectrum, just to complete the answer of your healthcare aspect, is that on December 10th of last year, we were invited by the Prime Minister's Office of India to learn about the fact that there are 472 million Indians who have got a mobile phone. And over half of them do not have really exceptionally well-qualified healthcare. Could Amelia be the doctor?
Wow.
And you will, if you walk across to the next door room, I'll show you and introduce you to a doctor that can actually not just be diagnostic, but prescriptive. And now, of course, there are certain regulations of that in that regard.
And we've about 2 minutes till break, and this is Robert Reese speaking with Chetan Dubai, who is the CEO and founder of IPsoft, the founder of the chatbots. No one has done this before you. I noticed I saw Liberty Mutual in there. Give a snapshot of what you did with Liberty Mutual.
Yeah, so if you look at like the state of Ohio, and if you're asking for insurance in the state of Ohio, you're likely to be talking to Amelia. And if you're talking to...
And will you know you're talking to Amelia?
Yes, you will know you're talking to Amelia. And interestingly now, if you look at, how widespread is the transformation? If you look at, whether you look at MetLife, you look at Guardian Life for enrollment to even life insurance services, if you look at Nationwide, if you look at Liberty Mutual, if you look at AIG, all of them, State Farm, Allstate, I'll give you an example, Allstate in insurance. as reported by Carla, their CIO, 4.1 million calls year to date. When done by humans, 4.6 minutes. When assisted by Amelia, done in 4.2 minutes of satisfactory resolution. Is that not the promise of real AI to improve the quality of care that you can provide to an end customer? First time right, up from 67% when done by humans to done 75% when done assisted by Amelia.
That is really interesting news. We're about to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the future of AI, the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Very well.
Back in a few.
Experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Reveal is not available in stores. There is a 30-day money-back guarantee, so you don't have anything to lose to return to that full head of hair you once had. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com. There's a preferred customer discount up to 25% off as well for Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, we're back on the CEO show, and this is Robert Reese with Chayden Dubé. So, Chayden, let's talk about AI. IPsoft, the company you founded, was actually the single first to have a chat box, and the first digital employee in the world, which is Amelia. Let's talk about the future. How will AI impact in a positive way? And then we're going to talk about what are the challenges that we could have. Will machines take over the world? Because now they'll have the capacity to understand 83 billion neurons.
Yeah, well, from a corporate point of view, which is any CEO, and you have a very prestigious forum, one thing that I would tend to agree with Musk in this, where if your competition has AI and you don't, you're dead. So it's not a question of whether you have AI. If you're subscribing to this forum and this podcast, I mean, you obviously have AI. But it is the varying degrees of AI. What is the kind of customer experience? Are you just experimenting with AI? And I would tend to think that majority of the CEOs will say, yeah, we are experimenting. Do have we become a fast follower, as McKinsey defines this curve to be? Fast follower means I've got a little pilot program. Then you can say I'll move forward and I'll be a catalyst where I've identified a line of business. And now I'm going to be providing services, Barclays mortgages. I'm going to be providing digital origination. Do you know 62% of the origination for Barclays for mortgages is done through AI agents?
Really? Yeah, 62%.
That's right, mobile. So here's the interesting. Now, you could be this. Or you could decide that you want to be the leader. Are you a BBVA who targets 21 million subscribers in all of Mexico and says I'm going to convert them to digital service? Are you a JP Morgan Chase who says elephants cannot dance? Are you going to target a 1.2 billion credit card related calls coming in a year and move them over to being serviced by digital and while improving the kind of quality of customer care that you're going to provide?
So Amelia is the greatest customer care, customer experience executive out anywhere in any organization, arguably.
She should deliver better NPS scores, and that's what we pride ourselves in. If she does not deliver...
Have you ever measured that?
Yes.
Have you ever taken without Amelia and with Amelia?
And that's...
And what's an example?
Example would be the Allstate one, where you find first-time rights moved up from 67% when humans were doing it to 75%. When assisted by Amelia, when the time to resolution, which is closely related to net promoter scores, dropped from 4.6 minutes to 4.2 when Amelia could handle it. And there are, so you, what impact you're going to have, companies are going to self-determine where they're going to be on this digital Darwinistic curve. And you are going to have the spread between the leaders and the followers, according to McKinsey, there is going to be a 45% margin enhancement if you're a leader on this digital Darwinistic curve versus a 35% margin compression if you happen to be a follower on this digital Darwinistic curve. Now, you look at the spread of an 80% between a follower and a leader, and it doesn't take a wizard like you to figure out that you really are going to face existential threats if you fall behind in the race of AI.
It is some mid-sized companies, not the larger ones, might say we don't have the budget for AI. We need it, but how do we compete? How do they handle that? Are there subscription models? Or
there is a big effort to democratize AI, where AI platforms are becoming very rapidly accessible, and that's where some of the smaller companies actually have a leverage, because they often tend to be fast movers, that they can rapidly adopt these federated platforms that allow them to be able to build conversational intelligence on top of them. And this allows these companies to now start to say, can we leapfrog some of the other bigger giants? The question is, what will their staff do? How do the companies evolve and the impact they have? Well, we find that the companies will move more away from their core. A large part of their core, the chore part of their course, will be done by artificial intelligence. They will move into adjacencies that they otherwise did not have the option of moving into. Mm-hmm. And I'll give you examples where JPMC mm-hmm. announcing that in collaboration with Amazon is going to be providing services, health insurance services, to 1.1 million of their internal
Along
employees.
With Warren Buffett.
With Buffett's backing. There you go. Yep. And so you can start to see, and the global CIO there will tell you that as long as you have the digital under token, you can do embedded banking and you can provide services across all different
forms. Okay, so it's clear that competitively there's an 80 points swing. Two more big topics. One is, what are the challenges, the negative? Will machines potentially take over the world where we reach a precipice and there's no heading back? That's my first question. And then the future is the vision for society, how AI could change society. And you've got 4 minutes left.
Yeah.
So let's start off with the negative potential. You're right at the forefront for the past 20 years.
I think
you're like almost like one of the founders of AI.
Well, I'm not McCarthy. McCarthy is the one that really was the founder. Minsky, McCarthy's are the guys that should get all the credit, who are the father of AI. But he had said in 1986 that, you know, the problem turned out to be a lot harder than anticipated. Cloning human intelligence, and I think I agree with McCarthy on that. That's why it has taken us. It has haunted my research for over two decades since Turing had asked.
And you only have 2 minutes left. Yeah. So 1 minute on the challenges, and then 1 minute on the future impact in society.
Yeah. I think the challenges to adoption are
the challenges of AI.
Yeah.
Can automated, if it's automated. Augmented intelligence, artificial intelligence, can that take over the world where we can't turn back?
So it's singularity is a horizon that is hard to predict where we are headed. One thing is sure. As long as man is controlling and man is in the driver's seat, we can control the machines to be able to be subservient and become the most faithful friends known to mankind. That's the promise of AI, is to be able to absolve us from the shackles of ordinary. Now, can machines creatively think? That by exploding the space, machines can, you can say, creatively think. But humans reign supreme in the domain of creative thinking.
Now you've 1 minute left. Paint the picture of the utopia for society, what AI can create.
Well, a French scholar said the whole purpose of AI is that man may spend more time à la plage, at the beach. And so I think you would say that AI is going to be the biggest friend that man would have known, that would absolve man from all the shackles of ordinary. Are you not imprisoned today? Are you not confined to the ordinary? 80% of your time, creative brain, I would submit, even you at your level are spending doing ordinary things like driving a car or vacuuming the floors. All those things will be taken care of by AI. And man would be allowed to indulge in only creative expression. The overall GDP, we know, will surge 40%, and it's only a question of redistribution of this wealth that is going to be created through AI. So the future is very bright through the man and machine coming together.
And on that inspirational note, your website is?
Oh, it's ipsoft.com.
We could have guessed that, probably.
Yeah.
Chayden, a real pleasure having you on the CEO show.
Oh, the pleasure is mine. Thank you.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. Privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, Robert Reese here. Welcome to the CEO Show. Each week, we interview the top CEOs in America so you can learn directly about success in business. To hear any one of our 750 past CEO interviews, just go to CEOshow.com. Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to the CEO Show. We're here today with Warner Thomas. How are you, Warner?
Doing great. Thank you.
And Warner is the CEO of Ochsner, which is the largest non-for-profit healthcare system in Louisiana, about a total of $5 billion, 25,000 employees. Talk about what the system is.
So basically, we are the largest healthcare system in Louisiana and also the Gulf South. If you look at our owned and managed facilities, our revenue is $5 billion. Our owned facilities is about $3.1 billion. But we are we're a large not-for-profit healthcare organization. We have a large academic medical center based in New Orleans, Louisiana. We have over 100 clinics around southeast Louisiana. And last year, Ochsner is a true destination healthcare center. We took care of people from every parish in Louisiana, every state in the U.S., and over 60 countries from around the world.
Now, every state in the U.S., why specifically are people, if they're in Alaska, why are they coming to Ochsner?
So I think it's a variety of different subspecialties. I mean, we have, going back 76 years, Ochsner has always been known as a destination healthcare facility. Alton Ochsner, who was the founder of Ochsner Clinic at that point in time, was the first one to tie smoking to lung cancer.
And really,
yeah, so the Ochsner family, yeah, so the Ochsner family has a long legacy of healthcare excellence. And so initially, cardiac care was the real center of excellence for Ochsner going back, you know, many decades. Today, we see people come to us for transplant. We have the largest liver transplant program in the country, also have the best outcomes in the country. We have a large neurological program, both in neurosurgery and neurological disorders. We also see many people come to us for pediatric care as well as, you know, high subspecialty women's care and also cancer care. Last year we took care of people from over 40 states in our cancer program.
Well, I want to talk about something different about Katrina.
Sure.
You know, you became CEO in 2012, but in 1998 you joined Ochsner.
Correct.
So what in the world was this like when Katrina comes and you were probably busier than anyone I could imagine in America?
So that was obviously a very challenging time for New Orleans, for Louisiana, and for us at Ochsner. You know, looking back, August 29, 2005, it was a challenging time. I think everybody knew the storm was going to be catastrophic, but I don't think anyone knew, you know, how difficult it was going to be until a day or two later when we realized the levees had broken and the city was filling up with water at that point in time. I actually stayed at Ochsner and lived in my office for almost 3 months. And so the nice thing is
you slept in my office.
Yeah, the commute was easy, but certainly it was a challenging time. And I think the one thing, as I look back, you find out a lot about people and a lot about an organization when you go through a difficult time. And at Ochsner,
you know what? Just to say, that is a great thing. You understand true character more in the difficult time than
absolutely,
you ever do.
Absolutely. And so I would say our organization stepped up. We did amazing things taking care of people during Katrina and the months afterwards. We saw people step up, physicians, nurses, many of our food service workers, they didn't have people to come and replace them, so they worked weeks and weeks and weeks on end without relief. They did an amazing job. Ochsner, we didn't lay one person off through that whole process.
Seriously?
Not one person. We lost $70 million in 5 months at the end of 2005. But our board, to their credit, stood up and decided to double down in New Orleans. And in 2006, after Katrina, purchased three hospitals. Many of them have been damaged from Tenet Healthcare. Tenet decided to leave the New Orleans market. And Ochsner Health System doubled down on New Orleans, purchased those hospitals, and really since then, Ochsner has been on a very significant growth curve, you know, since Katrina.
Well, people see your true colors come out, that's for sure.
Absolutely, and I think it was a time when, you know, true leaders lead, and I think Ochsner as an organization did that. And, you know, there's so many, you know, there's so many positive stories that a lot of people never hear about. So many positive stories of our employees helping each other gut their houses and get their houses cleaned back up so they can move back into them. You know, the thousands of people that donated funds and clothes and you know, personal care items to help our employees who literally had lost, you know, everything. So it was a trying time, but I'll tell you, it was a time that I'm glad I went through it. I don't feel like I need to do it again, but I'm glad I went through it because I'm a better person for having experienced it.
This is Robert Greese on the CEO Show. We speak with the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Warner Thomas, who is the CEO of Ochsner. This is the main largest non-for-profit healthcare system in Louisiana. And we're talking about Katrina. And so from that, it sounds like the organization, if I could use one word, truly galvanized. What are the words that would define the culture of Ochsner? Of course, my sense is it probably has a different culture than any other health system in all of America, just having gone through something like Katrina that no one else had gone through.
Well, the interesting thing about Ochsner is it's founded in what's called a group practice, a practice of physicians who work together, not dissimilar than the Mayo Clinic and the Cleveland Clinic. You know, Ochsner was founded by five surgeons who came together because they felt like group practice of medicine or team-based medicine was the best way
to
practice.
Wait, this is back in 1942.
1942.
No one was – now everyone's thinking that, but that is seriously progressive thinking.
Absolutely. At the time, there was nothing like it in the South, and Ochsner was really if you think about it, a trailblazer in medicine in that region. And since then, Ochsner has continued to set the stage in the South for medicine. And even today, there's things we do every day that are groundbreaking and different than others around us.
Tell me about something groundbreaking you're doing now.
So, you know, you think about all the things we're doing from, so let's talk about, we're here at this, you know, conversation, talk about innovation.
At the Atlas Conference in Boston.
So talking about innovation, for example, we're using artificial intelligence now to essentially predict patient deterioration or codes before they happen in our hospitals. So we always think about, a patient's going to have a cardiac arrest, they're going to have a code. We call the code team to basically save the patient. We now are using artificial intelligence to look at all the data we have in our electronic medical record while a patient's in the hospital. And we can predict that patient deterioration 4 to 5 hours before that patient ever has a code. And now what we've seen on our units that we're using this technology, a 44% reduction in our patients who code on our med-surg units. It's groundbreaking technology, amazing things.
What, is that Watson or something? What is it?
No, it's actually artificial intelligence and algorithms we built ourselves. We've partnered with Epic, our IT provider, and also with Microsoft. We use the Microsoft Azure platform for computing power. But we've built the technology and the algorithms ourselves with our own data scientists and capabilities internally.
And I know that you have a lot of respect for the CEO of Microsoft in terms of leadership.
Absolutely. I think what Microsoft has done is amazing. I mean, they've reinvented their organization over the past couple of years, and certainly I think it was an organization that is, you know, many think about it. Maybe Microsoft was kind of, you know, stalled perhaps, but I think today they've reinvigorated themselves. They're reinventing themselves in cloud computing, and you know, we're happy that you know, we partner with them, and actually we won the Microsoft Healthcare Challenge Award this year for healthcare innovation, and we're proud of that work.
We have 1 minute until break. First, what is the website if anyone wants to know about Ochsner? And I know everyone in Louisiana goes, but you just said people have come from all 50 states from, I think, 60 different countries. So what is the website?
Sure. It's www.ochsner.org.
Okay. And about 30 seconds left. Any final message on
innovation before we go to break?
So I think that the whole thing I would leave people with is that we are continuing to be much more connected to patients. And at Ochsner, we're committed to do this, how we build connections with our patients outside of our clinics and outside of our hospitals. And I think this is really the future of healthcare, is how we build digital connectivity and relationships with patients when they're at home and outside of our organizations, as well as when they're in our organizations.
Okay, we're going to come back, take a break, and when we do, we're going to talk about your leadership philosophy. Back in a few.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hi, this is Robert Griso on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Werner Thomas, and he is the CEO of Ochsner. This is Louisiana's largest non-for-profit healthcare system, a total of about $5 billion in revenue, about 25,000 people work there. So you and I had spoken before, and when I asked one word that defines the future of your organization, of healthcare, you used the word relentless. And that's a pretty powerful word. Talk about why you chose that.
Well, it's interesting. We were looking at marketing firms and marketing campaigns just about 6 or 12 months ago, and this idea of relentless came up in the discussion. And as we showed this to our physicians, as we talked about internally, that is, who we are. We're relentless about how we get better every day. We like to say we want to be perfect at getting better. We're relentless at looking at new care opportunities and ways that we can take care of our patients, how we can continue to serve our patients differently, how we continue to innovate in healthcare, bring new technology, bring new capabilities. So it is it's a challenging time to work in healthcare. There's a lot of, problems that need to be solved. But we look at, putting our people together to be relentless and making sure we're bringing the best that we can every day to our patients.
So how do you do that? You've 25,000 people. That's a lot of people. You're one CEO. How do you get people to internally want to become relentless? What do you do specifically as CEO?
Well, number one, I think it comes back to the type of people that you recruit and hire into your organization, right? And I've been very fortunate. I've built a great team of executives that work with me every day. They do an amazing job and frankly, make my job easy, I would say. We look for physicians, we look for nurses, we look for people in our organization that want to make a difference, that want to push to strive to new levels of performance.
When you're interviewing an executive, is there any one question you might ask them that would make you say, oh, this person might have that relentless?
I wouldn't say that there's any one question, but I think you can tell by, challenging people about what excites them. What do they want to accomplish in their life? What are they proud of? How do they deal with adversity?
So you're going to get those really visceral responses there
yeah.
from the core.
And I think it comes back to, you learn more about people when they've, and how they deal with adversity than how they deal with success, in my opinion. It's easy for everybody to be cheerleaders and to be excited when things are going great. But when you're having challenges or you're having a tough year or you're going through, challenging problems, that's when you find out the most about a leader and about people that are around you. And I would say at Ochsner, we have people that rise up and deal with adversity in a very, very great fashion. Whether it's going back to Katrina, as we talked about earlier, or whether it's going back to just dealing with
Mardi Gras. I mean, think about it. You probably have a lot of people come to your system.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Mardi Gras is actually a fun time, and it should be on the bucket list of everybody out there. New Orleans is it's a fun place. Mardi Gras is a fun time. But I come back to New Orleans has attracted people that want to make a difference, that want to be part of something that's bigger than them. And I think that's what Auctioner is. I mean, we want people that want to be part of something bigger than any one individual, that want to make a difference. And if you go back to the founding of Auctioner, the five founders, that's what they were all about, creating something bigger than what they were about.
So let's talk about that bigger. You have been a transformative CEO. What do you see as the future for Auctioner? What is your thought on how Auctioner will transform healthcare?
Well, I think healthcare is going through tremendous change now. And our digital technology and our digital transformation we're seeing in our economy is now, you know, having impacts on healthcare.
How do you, as a CEO, build a culture where you have these 25,000 people, and now people are focusing on innovation? Because obviously you're talking about Auctioner creating the future of healthcare.
You know, it's interesting. We talked a little bit, you know, during the conference here, the Atlas conference here in Boston, that the concept of play to win versus play not to lose. And I think that's a really important thought process and important philosophy that we challenge ourselves with at Auctioner. You know, when you're an organization that has a long history, your story, there's a lot to lose. And you're not a startup. You know, a startup, if it fails, it, you know, it just kind of happens. If you're a legacy organization, you have a lot to lose. So you tend to be more of a protectionist. You tend to play a little more conservative. And I think at Auctioner, we've tried to push ourselves to be more aggressive, to put ourselves out there, to do things different, to allow ourselves to fail if things aren't working well.
Now, if I understand right, you were an accountant early in your career. Is that right?
That's right.
Okay, so when you talk about people pushing the envelope, not being conservative, that's not usually what you think of for someone being an accountant. So just walk through, how has your discipline as being an accountant, how has that impacted your leadership style?
Well, I'm not an accountant anymore, so maybe I failed at that and I'm out of that profession. I worked at Ernst & Young for, you know, several years, and it was a great experience, and I learned a lot of things. But, you know, I think it all comes back to, are you making a difference? I think you asked me earlier, you know, at this Atlas conference, you know, what, as you think about being a CEO, what are the things you look for? Are you making a difference? And are you, you know, having a positive influence on those around you in the organization you're at? And I think that's what it's about at the end of the day, is you got to make a difference. You got to focus on helping others around you be more successful. And that allows you to have more freedom to take chances and to have the right trust. And all of our relationships, if they're solid and good, are built on trust. And trusting relationships, trust in your organization allows people to take chances, allows people to fail and move on and be fine with it and to learn from it.
Final question. What is it that you're proudest of at Auctioner? Maybe there was one thing that happened while you were there when you said, this is the hospital system I want to stay with, want to become CEO, I want to help make a difference.
I would say the thing I'm most proud of is the team that we've assembled, and I wouldn't say I've assembled, I'd say we've assembled, because it's the people that work for me and the people that work for them. We've amassed an incredible amount of talent at Auctioner, and the job they do every day, the impact they have, from our physicians to our nurses to our administrative people, truly making a difference every day in what they do, truly continuing to have Auctioner be a leader, putting New Orleans on the map as a destination healthcare center. I am most proud of the team and what they do every day, and I just am so proud of them. And really, as I think about it, it's so great to see them be successful and to see them flourish.
On that note, a pleasure having you on the CEO Show, Warner.
Thank you so much. Thanks for the opportunity.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.